4, the matter of Maria Plasencia and Guillermo Castorena.
Family court judge Christopher Bowen calls his next case from the bench of a courtroom in Contra Costa County. The two parties, a separated couple, sit down in front of him and get sworn in.
Yes, I do.
A third person sits in between them, Jessica McBride. But she's not a lawyer or a witness. She's the voice murmuring along in Spanish. She interprets a question from the judge.
What did he do with the knife and the belt?
It's a hearing on a restraining order, and neither party speaks English. It's hard to imagine, but court interpreters haven't always been provided, even in domestic violence cases.
Statute required it, but only if funding was available.
Stephen Austin is the presiding judge for Contra Costa County Superior Court.
That was the first thing that we did, was expand into domestic violence to make sure that that was protected, because it's so important.
Austin's on a task force the state Supreme Court set up this year to roll out its language access plan. While California's state constitution requires that interpreters be provided in all criminal cases, up until now, civil matters from eviction hearings to custody battles haven't been covered. And Austin says the ad hoc interpreters people bring in are untrained. Some are even children.
It's completely inappropriate when you have a family law case to have the child who is the subject of the case being the one who comes in to interpret.
While the Supreme Court's plan to bring interpreters into civil courts was adopted in January, implementing it across the state is a huge job that's only just started.
We have 7 million almost Californians who speak a language primarily other than English and have limited English proficiency. That's 200 different languages spoken across 164,000 square miles. My name is Mariano Florentino Cuellar. I'm a justice of California's Supreme Court, and I'm chair of the Language Access Task Force for the California Judiciary.
Cuellar says language access is about translating documents and court signs and training interpreters, both in the many languages Californians speak and in the complex legal lingo of the court. Of course, all of this takes money.
We're trying to keep the costs as low as we can so that we can cover this in a way that is fair to everybody and that is fair to California's taxpayers.
Currently, court interpreters cost the state nearly $95 million. But Cuellar says the expansion will take even more. In order to figure out how much more, the task force is assessing what the need is and how to meet it. He says that's where the counties come in.
You've got LA doing the family court expansion. You've got San Francisco also doing a very serious civil expansion. You've got Fresno looking at using video where appropriate. So that's really exciting because that's how we learn from what works.
Back in Contra Costa's family court, I catch Maria Plasencia on her way outside. Judge Bowen granted the restraining order in her case. During the hearing, there was a whole range of questions that both parties needed to understand and settle, from who's included in the restraining order to when the kids can visit their father.
I was just wondering if you could tell me kind of what difference it made for you to be able to have an interpreter in court.
Siempre ayuda porque uno se siente más cómodo en su idioma y saber lo que el juez está determinando.
You always feel more comfortable in your own language and you know the decisions the judge is making.
Judge Austin says it makes a big difference to him, too.
From a judge's perspective, we all want to do what's right, and we want to get the right answer. And it's just so nice now to have an interpreter there so that you can hear what people are saying and make a ruling on it.
He says Contra Costa's interpreter services are funded for the next year, but after that, it'll be up to state leaders.